And we are joined now in the studio by Penny Rich, the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, catching us up on county government. How are you?
Hey, I just want to sing the rest of that song every time I hear that. I guess that's the point.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. I hear you've been busy today, but, you
a
know, it's that
bit.
Time of
yeah.
the year, right?
Yeah. It's really interesting. Like, busy today just because we had a lot of special guests in
right.
the studio. We had Pam Baldwin, Mark Markopoulos, Daniel Wallace with Susan Brown. Penny Rich
wow.
Is also here,
she's here
in the
yeah.
studio. Yeah, she's fantastic. ordinarily, like, from a local news perspective, like, fingers crossed and knock on whatever fake wood
yeah.
we have here in the studio, but this is the slow time. Like,
yeah, well, that's what we hope, right?
That's what we hope,
right? The kids go out of school, you know, that 30,000,
no boom,
meetings, they're gone.
Right.
Yeah. We're all slowed down. We're done. We haven't met in a while. Although, you know, we're still have a meeting with the mayors tomorrow in our quarterly lunch, and we kind of get together, quarterly lunch or breakfast. We're doing breakfast
right,
tomorrow.
Right.
And just kind of like, you know, shoot the breeze and talk, and it's nice because we're a little bit more relaxed,
yeah.
so we can, you know, have a good meeting tomorrow.
Do
yeah.
you come? Do you all come in with a particular agenda? Like, I want to talk about these things, or does it just kind of
so
develop?
I think it just it's sort of organic and it just flows. You know, there are always things that we come up with that we want to either bring up at the assembly of governments, or can you bring this back to your board, or can you ask your manager this? But you know, it's just really a time for us to get together and chat. And it's the first time that Jen Weaver joins the group. She joined
oh,
last
right,
time
yeah.
with Mayor Stevens, but she wasn't the mayor yet. So, it's going to be the foursome tomorrow morning, breakfast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. So,
yeah.
looking, getting to the end of 2019, starting 2020. So, I'm asking everyone this as they come in this week. Look back on 2019. It's been a big, big year for Orange County. What are some of the big achievements?
Yeah, it's been a huge year for us. And you know, it's funny because you talk about what your vision of the county should be. And a while back, I talked about vision of preserving what we love in Orange County, but creating opportunities, right? And 2019 certainly created the opportunities as far as economic development is concerned. And we keep going back and forth, but, you know, we really, the investment, $100 million in our county is just, it's going to take a while for us to beat that. You know, 650 jobs in the next 5 years. We're doing what folks said we needed to be doing. So it's pretty exciting, and the ground is breaking. I mean, ABB had a groundbreaking. We have another announcement coming up with Steelworks. It's another 42 jobs that are coming on. And we've got three more projects that are going to happen in 2020. So even though 2019 brought us all this wonderful economic development jobs, we're going to continue that in 2020. So I know that kind of like falls over into the next. I think 19 has also brought us, you know, a lot of challenges, but a lot of opportunities to, you know, work with our other local municipalities and try to figure out some things. For example, transit. I mean, we're on path to create a new transit plan, and I think that's a great thing. You know, mm-hmm. we need to move people around, and we have to figure out how to get people out of cars. We're talking about climate. This is something that we got to look forward to in 2020. But it started in 2019. You know, it's really interesting. I was on the town council, and remember when we were doing Chapel Hill 2020?
Yes.
Yeah. So think
I'd
about
actually
that.
Just started working in the news department right
just,
around then.
I was on the council then, and
yeah.
I was thinking, like, wow. You know, well, a client of mine reminded me and said, like, yeah, how much of the Chapel Hill 2020 actually, you know, was implemented? And I think quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't know if we can go back and, like, you know, put a check next to everything, but
some of those are kind of unreachable, like, broad goals.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. But some of them, like, you know, wow. I mean, spot on. Mm-hmm. Certainly. With you know, enhancing transportation and getting more buses on the road, you know, trying to move to electric. We've got some electric buses coming in, both in Chapel Hill and OPT. So, it's kind of like strange to think it's going to be 2020. You know?
Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah, 2020 was so far in the future.
So far away.
Far
away. You know, and Keith Richards had another birthday. So, I mean,
today,
think about
right?
That.
Yeah.
Wow. It's hard to believe he's still alive, right?
at this point, no.
No, right?
The day is going to come when we have to announce the sad news, and that's going to be the surprise.
Right,
at that
I know.
Yeah.
Well, he's replaced his blood so many times that he's probably just fine. You know?
I'm sure.
He's
yeah.
got new
he's
DNA like every 5 years.
$6 million man at this point, bionic everything.
I know, right?
So that's looking back at 2019. How about looking ahead at 2020? We always ask, like, what are the county's New Year's resolutions?
Yeah,
for the next 12 months?
I think that's, you know, for us certainly we the hard nut to crack, and it still continues to be hard, is to build affordable housing. And, you know, we need to take this on ourselves. We have land. We need to figure out how to get it done. And, you know, we've got a new housing director, and I think she's fabulous, and hopefully she'll be able to work with us. We've got some new stuff going on in Chapel Hill in the Community Home Trust. So there's some new, there's some old also. I mean, you know, the homeless issue is still, you know, it knocks on our doors every day, and especially now it's getting cold out, and mm-hmm. we need to make sure people get off the street and get into a place of warmth, especially tonight when you just said it was going to be about 23 degrees.
23, yeah.
So some of those ongoing things that we think that we have, you know, sort of like answers to, especially homelessness, we do have those gap, you know, fixes, but we just have to have the will to do that. So I'm looking forward to that, as well as economic development. Like I said, we're going to continue doing that, creating jobs. I'm really looking forward to working with Durham Tech to try to figure out what we can do for kids that don't want to go to a four-year college. Mm. I think it's vitally important, and we're missing that boat right here. And there's so many kids. I mean, I learned that about 8% of East Chapel Hill high school kids will not go to college and are looking for that either two-year Durham Tech or some sort of, you know, trade. And we just don't have that here. So that's vitally important, and I think we need to throw a little more focus on that. We're doing a study on that, so we'll see what comes back from
awesome.
That.
Awesome. And yeah. Durham Tech's already got so much going on, but there's always more that can
there's
be done.
There's always yeah. more. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking with Penny Glucka, you know, now about, you know, as we think about Well taking over the Skills Development Center, where do we move those folks to? You know, that Durham Tech campus is going to need to grow, and so how does that happen? And how do we get that investment in there? So that's going to be... That'll be good. We can work that out this in 2020. We can
awesome.
Do it. Yeah.
What are the plans for like K-12 schools and helping them?
So we're gonna discuss a little bit more about during budget season, which is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we look at those outer years. Like right now, we have the CIP projects all from the 6 to 10 year projects, and that's because we have the bond coming in and we have to pay that off first before we can move to the next round of fixes. But there's got to be some prioritization that goes on and with both school systems, and we have to take that away from, like, you know, it's a 60-40 split. If something absolutely needs to be done, we need to make sure that both school systems are bought into the fact that we need to get that done. So we need to really talk to folks out in the public also about how the budget is done, because right now I don't think a lot of folks understand, you know, the budgeting process that has already begun mm-hmm. between the superintendents and the manager. And, you know, where we end up in May after we get the April budget from the schools isn't just like, oh, boom, surprise, here we are. It takes months and months and months to get there. So I think we need to do a better job of educating folks on how that happens and you know, really working and partnering with the schools. We want to be their partners. You know, it's an odd situation when you have to come to the county commissioners and ask for, you know, tax dollars for the schools. I don't know if it happens in any other state this way, where mm-hmm. the school board doesn't have taxing authority. And it makes for strange bedfellows, I'll tell you.
Speaking with Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government, including upcoming board meetings. Board starts back up again in
21st, and then the 28th is Assembly of Governments, and then we have two more meetings in February along with a work session, and we meet with the combined school boards in on February 25th. Yeah, so we hit it running.
Enjoy
when we
get that
back.
Month off. Yeah, none of that after that. Yeah.
Yeah, you go right back. Yeah,
awesome. Other things that you.
Have
on your agenda.
I have some fun stuff for you.
I have no way to segue to this because I don't know what's about to happen.
So, yeah. So I was talking to Barry Jacobs, who, as we know, is a former county commissioner, but also historian of Orange County. And,
right.
and we were trying to figure out a couple of questions that we can ask you to see if we can stump you.
Okay.
And
all right.
Since, you know, you're one of the smartest people that we know in Orange County... You ready?
Ooh, okay. this is Orange County history?
This is kind of Orange County history,
okay.
but some of it's state, okay? So the first question, all right, you ready?
Good my background on this
let's
is.
See.
All right, all
what
right.
What is the oldest state university in the U.S.? The oldest state university in the U.S.?
Well,
and I know you want to say UNC, but it's not.
Is it not?
It is not.
Is it a North Carolina
it
university?
It is not in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, UVA had a claim.
Closer
is
in
it
the
Georgia?
South. It is Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Wow.
There's
very
several
good.
Universities
ding,
that all kind of have make their own
it.
Claims.
All
yeah.
right. So, that was in 1784. Mm-hmm. UNC held classes in 1795. And then there's one school, let's see if you know this one, that was a private school that started, but it became public. That was really the first university. What is that?
That became public later?
Yeah.
Rutgers.
Nope, but
no?
That's close. The first one.
Oh, the first one?
It's William and Mary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never think about William and Mary as being a public school.
I know. Yeah. Well, it is now. Yeah. It started private. Okay, let's see if you know this one. From which counties was Orange County formed in 1752? So there was a couple of counties.
See, I know
that
Orange County was huge and got split up into many other counties.
Right. So tell me some of those counties that you think that might have been.
Oh, so wait, these pre-existed and then in 1752 so Orange County
Orange
was formed,
County or? Formed out of these counties, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, Durham
Parts
didn't exist at the time.
Wasn't
so,
Durham.
Right. Is it a county that exists now?
Yes,
like
yes.
Granville.
Granville's one of them. Ding,
yes.
ding, ding. Yeah, you got two more.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Chatham?
Nope.
No. I'm trying to think of counties that have old-timey names as well.
I can't believe
well.
You got Granville. That was
Granville.
That wouldn't have been my
first
choice.
I feel like it would have been Person.
Nope.
Caswell?
Nope.
No.
All right, I'm going to give them to you.
All right.
It's Bladen and Johnson.
Would never have gotten
that's
those.
Why I know you weren't going down that direction. All right, this one's a good one. I like this one.
I was
because,
going north and west
I know,
instead
I don't
of
like,
the
yeah,
other
he's
way.
Not going down the right
not,
road. Yeah. It's like the traffic. All right. How many townships does Orange County have?
Ooh.
And see, this is an interesting question. Because people don't understand what the townships are.
Yeah.
And sometimes we ask that on our application forms, like what township you are in, and they're like, well, gee, I don't know. So
yeah.
There are seven of them. Let's see if you can get a few. I mean, you know one of them right away, right? It's Chapel Hill.
It's Chapel
right?
Hill.
Chapel Hill
okay.
Township. Okay, so you got that one. Can you guess a few?
Cedar Grove.
Yep.
Eflin's.
Yep.
What's
Oh, wait, no, take Eflin back. That's not Eflin.
Oh, not Eflin.
Not Eflin. Cedar
Cheeks?
Grove, Chapel Hill, Cheeks, yep.
Cheeks, okay. Does that include Eflin? Because there's Eflin
yes.
Cheeks. Okay,
yes.
that's the one I'm thinking
that's
of.
That's what you're thinking of.
Rougemont?
Nope.
No. Is that in Durham? Rougemont's
yeah,
in
Rougemont's Durham,
isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the other one that I'm thinking of? Bahama?
Nope, that's
no,
Durham.
That's also Durham,
yeah.
Okay. There's another one that's up there that I'm blanking on right now. Carborough's not one?
No, Carborough's actually in Chapel Hill
is
Township,
actually
which they really get pissed off at. let's be careful when we say that. But yeah.
Okay, Hillsborough?
Yes.
Okay, what am I up to now, four?
You need three more.
Oh, man.
You could do it, come on.
South Danville.
One where everybody goes and has a festival every July 4th.
Oh, Schley.
Eno.
Eno, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then Bingham.
I wouldn't have gotten Bingham.
And Little River.
Not Schley?
No,
okay.
Not Schley.
Interesting.
Okay, who owns the most property in Orange County?
The American people.
The American people.
Is it? No, it's Duke.
It is Duke.
Yeah.
Very good. Very
wow,
good.
I was way off
with
that first guess, wasn't
yeah.
I?
Okay. Last one, okay? Here we go. And this is Barry Jacobs. You know him, okay?
Uh-huh.
So as of 2017, was the percentage of homeowners higher in Orange County or North Carolina overall?
Ooh, homeowners.
Homeowners. Now, remember, you know, Orange County has Carborough in it.
Right. I'm going to say it's higher in North Carolina overall.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very slightly. 65% overall in North Carolina, 61.8% in Orange County.
Does that number include students? Because if it does...
So, you know, I didn't ask that when I got
that
this
was
survey.
That was what kind of threw me. It's like,
yeah.
Well, if it includes students, then definitely higher in North Carolina.
Yeah.
If it doesn't include students, then I don't know.
Yeah, but that you guessed. You did pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the most impressive was the University of Georgia, which I would have not gotten.
Well, I went to the Chambers Inner City visit in Athens, and the Athens people wouldn't shut up about that for three straight days.
There
remember?
You go. goodness. And, you know, Granville. You picked Granville.
I did pick Granville. That was the first one that popped into my head. I'm thinking not
it.
Durham, not Wake, probably not Chatham. So I start thinking of like the other surrounding counties.
Yeah. It is interesting, though. You're right. Orange County used to be much, much bigger. And then, you know, we started breaking away. Like, you're right. Durham came
out of. Yeah.
And part of Alamance. I mean, that,
yes,
you know, we had a whole lot of that there also.
Yeah. Oh, I would have said Guilford. I was trying to think of like, Guilford, I was blanking on Guilford. I would have been wrong, but that was the one that I was racking my brain trying to think of in the first place.
Yeah, but those are fun. So thank you to Barry Jacobs.
Yeah, thank you, Barry.
You know, he said if we ever need more, he's happy to help us out.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things going on in Orange County that people want to know about?
I don't know. You know, we're going to slow down a little bit. We don't have, we have that solstice walk on the 21st, which is, that's so much fun. If you haven't done that yet and you haven't ordered your kit to make a lantern, do so. And hopefully we'll have nice weather. I mean, I think last year was so. You know, and then, you know, New Year's, we need to be, everyone to be careful and take Uber. And, you know, it is amateur night out. So be careful and mindful. And, you know, let's make it to 2020 safely.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome, Aaron.